Welcome to Daily Photo Tips with Chris. My name is Chris Marquardt, and this is your daily dose of photography. When we take a picture, we typically split that picture taking into two parts, the part before we press the shutter and the part during pressing the shutter. Before we press the shutter, what we often do is we select the picture mode, we might select an ISO, we zoom the lens, we focus the picture, and then when we press the shutter, we try to stay as steady as possible to not introduce any inadvertent camera shake into the picture. That's the normal way to do it. That's sometimes the boring way to do it because it's too normal. Why don't we mix up things a bit? From a creative point of view, let's move one of those parts from the pre-shooting during the over to the during shooting, and that will be the zooming. Let's try to zoom while shooting. Our question is, why would someone want to do that? Well, if you look at the results, that can actually be pretty interesting. So let me give you a little recipe to follow to get some of those shots or to at least practice them. First of all, you want to go to an area that is dark but has lots of small light sources, like point light sources. Think Christmas, think fairground, maybe a shopping street with like neon signs, stuff like that is always pretty good for that. Second, you want to set your camera to shutter priority mode and give it a shutter speed of, a long shutter speed. Let's say quarter second, half a second, maybe even up to 1 second. And set a low ISO so the camera can actually handle the amount of light that it's getting. Okay, so we have the camera set to expose for, let's say, half a second. What you want to do is point the camera at something, zoom the lens into one extreme, like all wide angle, all zoomed in, and then, while pressing the shutter, smoothly turn the zoom ring. It's difficult to keep it steady. Maybe a tripod will actually help there, or steadying the camera onto something, like on a ledge or on a rock or whatever, will probably help you. But it's not really necessary. You can get good results without that if you practice a lot, and then look at those pictures. You might have to take 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 pictures to get a good one. I certainly have to take a lot to get a good one. And as it's digital, just discard the ones that didn't really work out. And you'll be surprised at the kind of results you get there. And just sprinkling those pictures into an album or into a presentation every now and then will certainly make things look very different from the norm. And that is not always a bad thing. If you took a good picture like that, hey, upload it to our Flickr group. We have a Flickr group over at flickr.com, flickr.com/group/DPTWC, Daily Photo Tips with Chris, DPTWC. What an acronym. All right, looking forward to seeing your picture. My name is Chris Marquardt, and thanks for being tuned in. You can find out more about me over at chrismarquardt.com. That's Chris, MarquardT.com. And check out the workshops over at discoverthetopfloor.com. I guess that's it for today. Talk to you again tomorrow. Happy shooting.